The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, you know my next guest from Glow, The Hunt, and Gaslit. She's now written a new book of essays, All the Women in My Brain. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Betty Gilpin.
Hello.
Oh, my God. So
hiya.
Wonderful. Hi.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Now,
I'm so sorry about your tongue, by the way. Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah.
You know, because then what you're thinking about is...
I know.
Your tongue.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like, have you ever, when you do a long run of a play and you have time enough to go on autopilot in your brain because
sure.
you know the lines so well and you start to think about things like your
yeah.
tongue or
yeah.
what your hands are doing and then your hands are doing claws? It's bad. So I'm so sorry.
It's good, yeah. Try not to do
yeah.
that. But I will now be thinking about that
I'm
through
so
this
sorry.
Entire
yeah,
interview.
I'm sorry.
So, Betty.
Yeah.
So, well, Betty.
If we both do it, then
yes.
it's normal.
It's so nice to see you again. You haven't been on in years, but obviously we had the COVID in between.
Yeah.
But I do want to say, and I meant to actually, I asked for your email to write you a note, and I never did.
You never did, and I waited for it.
Oh, did you?
It's
you know?
Fine, no, it's
did
fine,
you know
fine.
That I asked for your
yeah,
email?
I did. I was like, oh, a compliment's coming any day now. And then it just never kind of came.
Or a complaint.
Yeah, it could have been
a complaint.
You're right, you're right.
Because you were so great in Gaslit.
Thank you so
much. And which on Stars,
yes.
right? On Stars.
Yeah.
And everybody was great in that. But you were so great as Mo Dean, John Dean's
yes.
girlfriend, the fiance and wife, and this very interesting, motivating, influential figure in Watergate.
Totally, yes. And I feel like that role for me is sort of a perfect picture of the progress that the role of wife of man doing something important. Like 10 years ago, I've played that for a long time. That's how I pay my bills, is playing wife of man doing something important. And 10 years ago, my lines as that wife were always something like, how was work? Sounds confusing. And now my lines are, how was work? Sounds stupid. Like, I get to be smart now.
You're now doing a show
yes.
That you're currently shooting.
Yeah.
You probably can't tell me anything about it, other than the yeah. fact that I already know that you're playing a nun
yes.
who is fighting an all-powerful artificial intelligence. Is that
Am
true?
I fighting? Yeah, I don't... Yeah, it's Damon Lindelof and Tara Hernandez are sort of the geniuses behind it, and I think all I can say is I'm a nun who runs and cries and falls and laughs and smiles. You know, a nun. Yeah. In a wool habit, and we're filming in the desert, and it's like 112 degrees right now.
The full, like with the wimple and all that?
Full wimple, yeah. And I live in New York and had my costume fitting in New York in the spring. And I was like, wool sounds like a great idea. And then in this desert, I was like, this was a terrible idea. Yeah.
Do you know what kind of nun you're playing? Are you like a Sister of Charity or a Cistercian or something like that?
A Carmelite nun, I think,
oh,
is
yeah.
what they're based on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I Zoomed with some nuns who were lovely. Yeah.
yeah.
They were
there
great.
There aren't a lot of nuns left.
No, I know. But the nuns, I always had a kind of a horror movie idea of what a nun was, and they were all so nice.
They generally are.
Yeah.
They generally are. It's a rough life.
Yeah, but I don't know. They all seemed cool.
Yeah.
And great.
No, they're brides of Christ.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So you're technically, once again, the wife of
a
very powerful man doing something important.
Very good. Very good.
Okay. Now, you did something over COVID that a lot of people had projects. You had a big project. You had a baby.
I did.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And when did said baby arrive?
Said baby arrived November of 2020. So it really really the heart of quarantine was spent pregnant. And during quarantine times, I did a lot of Zoom auditions, and so got to sort of choose the framing of my auditions, and did, like, I auditioned for She-Hulk, and my audition tape was like this. And they asked for a full body slate, and I was just like, you have to turn to that side and turn to that side and here. So, like, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Well, you also worked on this other little baby here, a book, All the Women in My Brain.
Yeah.
Who are these women, Betty Gilpin?
So I read, the book is sort of half personal essays, memoir, half comedic social commentary, I would say, and sort of a love letter and roast of the entertainment business and being an actor. Mm-hmm. And one of the myriad of metaphors that I use is talking about how my brain is a room full of women who kind of take turns at the wheel depending on the situation.
And is that who you have to be in a situation, or like the sort of like the expectation of you as an actress
when
you go into a room?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all feel sort of like cycled selves depending on who we need to be in that moment.
Sure.
Like some of mine are like, sorry, why did I say that? Or like, I don't want to be here, I'm very tired. Or like, I want to light a bodega on fire just to feel something. Like, those are three of my brain women.
Sure. Yeah. You also talk about the some of the vagaries. They all seem fine.
They are fine.
Very fine.
Yeah.
You also talk about the vagaries of being an actress. You know, the stress, sometimes the humiliation of auditioning.
Sure.
The self-doubt and those sort of things. But you also talk about the problem with promoting.
Yes.
And the challenge of doing things like this, like being on the show and promoting the thing in which you say that.
Yeah.
What is hard about this for you? And if I'm not mistaken, this, a few years ago, was the first late night talk show you went on.
Yes.
Did we scar you? Did something go wrong?
No. I weirdly think the more you do, the more scary they are. The more you start to think about your tongue filling your mouth, like the more time you have to get in your own head.
Uh-huh.
I am fascinated by actress on talk show. It's like you have to find this balance of being both girls in high school, like the flawless, unattainable cheerleader fantasy person who doesn't exist in real life, and the introverted wallflower who's like, aw shucks, in the corner. And you have to be both people at once.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how do you think this is going so far? How much of which one am I getting right now?
Well,
I can't
tell. The Smoke and Mirrors is trying to check the cheerleader box, and then the sleeves are kind of like, dear journal, you know, kind of trying to do that.
I think it's going great.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you want me to, as a pro?
Yeah, yes, please, tell me.
Do you
me.
Want to break down how it's going? I think the conversation flow is going great.
Great.
Can I give you a note on your entrance?
Please.
On your entrance,
yes.
Because no one really thinks much about this. They're like, well, I'll just walk on. You had a great entrance. It was perfectly lovely. You seemed very natural. Hey, how's it going? Nice little hug. And I don't, this is not a slight in any way.
Careful.
But I do want to say that you walked on like a TV star.
Oh, and not a movie star.
Would you like to see the difference?
Wow, it hurts.
Would you like to see the difference?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so you walked, a TV star does this, okay? TV star comes on like this. TV star comes on and goes, hey, hi, how's it going? Like, hug, great, like, hey, everybody. Walks like this and sits down like you did. Perfectly lovely.
Yeah.
Movie star does this.
Right. Oh. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Wow. Right. Like it's their show.
It's that they're what an honor. How pleasant for the audience to be able to see them.
Right. Yeah.
And you don't want to rob the, would you like to try to re-enter?
No, I don't want to do that. Because
then I'm cutting this out.
I really don't want to do, because I think the entrance is the scariest part, especially, okay, we're in this weird time where we're pretending it's 2053, but it's actually still 1952. I'm still wearing shoes where I have to seize my calves into a seizure to be traded for goats to a landowner. Like, it doesn't make sense. The shoes don't make sense. Why are we still wearing the shoes? I'm hashtag part of the problem. I don't get it. I'm contributing to it, but I don't want to do that walk again, no.
Good for you. Good for you. All the Women in My Brain is available now. Betty Gilpin, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.